In your first year of college, I'm sure you had a ball. I mean, college, would you agree? Going from high school to college volleyball, it's not just a little different. It's a lot different, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a big change.
But you enjoyed it, no question about it, except for a little mishap at the beginning of the season. Dear Lord, you probably scared your parents half to death and probably yourself half to death, but a little mishap with the vehicle, but everything's A-okay now, right?
Yes.
And you just out for a couple of weeks in that one. Talk about something you never want to have happen again, huh?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Talk about your season. You got a chance to get back in the swing of things, Olivia. Talk about the season as a middle there and competing. I mean, you guys had a lot of good players in this team, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a lot of talent and young talent. We had a lot of freshman starters. And college is way different than high school, so there's a lot more commitment, and it was just a big change, but I adapted quickly after my accident, and then I switched from middle to right side, and then I went back to middle at the end of the season, but it was a good season.
But you've done both in the past, in high school, middles, and played outside, so that was no big shock playing a little bit of both, was it?
No.
Which do you like? Do you want to stick with middle, or would you like to go back outside? Do you have one or the other you prefer?
I think I like hitting out of middle, but blocking definitely right side.
So you're probably, it sounds like you kind of just got to stick with middle, right? Would I be guessing right on that one?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned all the freshmen. I mean, you're battling against some freshmen. That's going to be the case again coming up next year. A lot of those same girls, and there might be some girls that might not be back next year, but for the majority, I'm sure you'll see some of the same girls back, won't you?
Yeah, a lot of them are returning. And then we have a lot of new talent coming in with the new recruits.
They feel pretty good about their recruiting class. Has been announced yet? A lot of those girls that are making their way to Mount Marty, have they released yet?
Yeah, they came. Some of them came and played with us, and they were really good.
So this is going to be a pretty large roster for next year, huh?
Yeah, but we also lost a lot of seniors that were starting and playing.
So you had a little combination. You had some freshmen that got their playing time for the first time and some seniors that played their last games for you.
Yeah.
What's the big rivalry with Mount Marty? What was the big game, that big match atmosphere? They're all good, but what was the really the big ones that folks really came out for and you guys really got up for?
Probably home game, Hastings, and then away game, D-Dub, because Mount Marty and D-Dub are like rivals.
How far is it? Is it a long distance between the two schools?
No, it's like an hour 15, probably.
You mentioned Hastings. You got to do a little traveling in your conference. I mean, it's not just like 30, 60 miles down the road. You got to do some traveling, don't you?
Yeah. We went to Illinois at the beginning of the season. That was like our longest travel.
But that's always kind of a kickoff, and you get a chance to get away from your conference teams and play some people you're never going to play the rest of the season. Is that right?
Yeah.
Now, they do have a JV schedule there. Did you have a chance to get some time on that JV schedule as well?
Yes. I was going between JV and varsity, but after my accident, mostly JV.
So, darn it, if you wouldn't have that accident, you feel like you're kind of on your way to maybe getting some more minutes on the top unit this year.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good chance, but you never know with, like, the new talent and everything. It's just who puts in the work more than the others.
Now, going from your senior year in high school to your freshman year in college, Olivia, what do you think you improved on a lot of things? What was the one thing you felt you had to get better at, and did you get better at that one certain thing?
Between both, I felt like I needed to get better at blocking middle because it's a lot to, like, do, especially when college is way quicker on offense than high school. So I felt like I got better at it. And then when they switched me, I, like, didn't get a chance to work more on my blocking because I was always doing just the one way instead of both ways.
But you felt like you got better, and you're going to get better even yet in the off season. I'm sure they've already started. Are you still doing some workouts, keeping in shape, and getting ready for the spring? Is that what you're working towards next?
We haven't started our workouts yet, but we're working out individually on our own. Like with our own workouts, but we start after Thanksgiving break.
Can't afford to slack off too much. Boy, you get to get away from that running and get staying in shape, and it'll take you a long time to get back to where you want to be, right?
Yeah, that's why we've been doing our own and staying in shape.
Get a chance to come home anytime the Thanksgiving or Christmas? I'm sure you get to come home for Christmas for a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm coming home for both. I've been home twice since we've been done, but that's it.
It's the schedule's too darn busy. Just impossible to get out of there, and especially with weekend matches, isn't it?
Yeah, especially the weekend matches and everything going on. The schedule is really busy, and the 5-hour drive is a long way, so it's not much time to come home.
That is a trip, no question about it. Basketball season is going on right now. Are you missing it?
Yeah, when I went home, I went and saw Coach Stengel and all the rest of the players that are left there. And I told Coach Stengel, if you need me for a fifth year, I'm always here.
You'd love to do it. How about Mount Marty? Have you had a chance to watch any of their games or practices? Just because it's there, have you had a chance to watch?
Yeah, we go and support the basketball home games and stuff like that. But our coach doesn't want us doing two sports, so I never had like the chance to even talk to the basketball coach.
So if you had a chance to do it all again and the coach would let you, would you try basketball after playing volleyball?
I think, but it would just be a lot.
Yeah, it's doing two sports and just going from volleyball to basketball. Body needs a little break after volleyball, didn't it?
Yeah.
But you're going to have a love for basketball forever. I know you will. And they have intramurals up there. Will they let you do that? If you're a volleyball player, will they let you play? If they have intramurals, would they let you play that?
Yeah, we have intramurals. We've been having them since the end of fall sports. Like every Sunday we go to the field house and play basketball.
So your coach allows you to do that?
Yeah.
When for sure, when you said she doesn't want you to play two sports, it's just not competitively, you know, within the school playing two sports, but intramurals is A-okay. Pickup games.
Yes. Because of the practices and stuff mixing with ours, that's why.
That's true, too. How about your studies? Everything grade-wise, getting good grades? That's no problem at all, is it?
Nope.
As she chuckles a little bit, it's no problem, right? I mean, it's a little getting used to with labs and different classes and stuff like that. It's college, studies are pretty tough, isn't it?
Yeah, it's way different, but it's good to have like a team and being in the same classes so we get to study together and everything.
Pretty good group to be around. I mean, you got a lot of teammates, and it's been fun to get to know them and learn more about them, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's good to meet new people and make new friends and stuff.
Has the coach told you what you guys are doing for spring ball? Do you play some other matches against other teams? She kind of told you about that yet?
I think we have one spring tournament, but I'm not for sure about the others. And then with like workouts and stuff, we'll do like the ones we did in season kind of. And then practices, we'll have individual ones to work on the individual like places and positions.
I bet you're trying to as much as possible keep track of your senior classmates as much as possible. You can keep track with each other, don't you?
Yeah, we talk all the time, and like we'll call each other once in a while, and then when we're home we'll always make sure to like see each other or go home at the same time.